Welcome to episode 75. I think this is last minute episode. We're going to call it Down with the Sickness. Why?
Apparently, I picked something up on my way over here because I felt fine. Then I'm getting here and I walked into kind of a mess. Colton's crawling around his attic and there's a contractor over here and Buddha's here and your wife said, you can just come in whenever you want. I knocked on the door. I'm like, okay, well, I usually don't like to answer, you know, walk into people's doors without knocking first. But yeah, then I'm like, what's going on? And you're up there crawling around in the hot attic. And
with a gun for a flashlight.
We sit down and...
Yeah, that flashlight was good, though.
You looked at me and you go, you said, you look like you're about to fall asleep. And I'm like, no, I'm trying to, like, I don't know what in the world just happened, but I sat down and I just got an uneasy stomach, and that's like not typical for me.
I said, "Do you want a beer?" And you're like, just shook your head, no.
And I'm sitting there, and I like walked out, and I'm like, "Yeah, this isn't gonna be good." So, spewed a few chunks.
Put this camera on. Yeah, and didn't hit record. Oh, so now we're recording.
Now we're rolling.
Welcome people on YouTube to Down With The Sickness. Well, shut up. Anyway, sitting here with Joe Cash Money Cashin of Black Flag Services and Travis Buddha of Boop Construction.
Someplace, somewhere.
Can't give away Buddha's current work location because he works with me now.
Are you his boss?
I don't even know what I am, dude. I don't want to talk about it.
That live last night, I was kind of trying to stir stuff
I know.
Up.
You put W-R. I'm like, Joe, you better fucking stop.
But
Fat I feel Kid like, Central.
Yeah. I feel like the lives would be better if we had like
maybe did you say two, better Wi-Fi? Yeah, I'm gonna punch you. Yeah,
well, better Wi-Fi, but if we had maybe like 200 people in there and then like more people interacting, because whenever I'm on there, it's like me and Castro, and if Castro's not there, then it's just me and like one other random person that decides to show up.
I think I got to give people more of a heads up than just going live.
I didn't even, like, I guess I need to turn on notifications for it because I still didn't even... I've gotten them in the past from you, I feel like, but yesterday I just opened up Instagram and it says you're live, and I'm like, well, let me hop on here.
Yeah, I don't know. I just got a wild hair up my ass because I figured I wasn't going to do an episode this weekend. Like, I'll just go live for everybody at 9 o'clock at night or whatever it was, 8:30.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
And hopped on. Which I actually really enjoy the lives. I think they're fun, you know, because I'm very dyslexic and I misread shit like I did last night thrice.
Yeah. You said somebody's name on there, and I'm like, who are you talking about? And I had to scroll through, and I'm like, I don't remember who it was, but I think you read, like, their first name and the last letter or whatever their username was.
They had,
was.
Like...
You're talking about the TX something TX.
Yeah. And I'm like, who are you? Where are you from? And
no,
like,
I think it was double R or something. And you said like double or doubler, I think is what you said. I think it was double R and you said doubler.
Because that's what it looks like. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Sorry. I don't fucking know. I'm like trying to read comments, and then I was like, I was trying to like wave at everybody that joined. So I was
and argue where NorCal starts and stops.
Yeah, just, NorCal doesn't start till Reading. Like, come on.
Yeah, no, you stupid, straight tripping.
Yeah, leave me out of that argument. I don't know nothing about California.
Don't.
Yeah.
Don't know.
I have no interest.
So a big topic for today is Joe. We come to find out likes to beat up old people in bathrooms.
Yeah. Dude, I felt like I was like, how bad would it be if you killed somebody just walking into a bathroom door? Because
or try to cut their
story goes, I was on my way over here today and I stopped at the Quick Trip and I'm not in a hurry or anything, but I walked through the bathroom door and I kind of pushed it open quick. And this old man is standing behind it with a cane. And I smashed his fingers, and he's over there, you know, Well, we got company here.
Okay, hi, dogs.
But,
Chopper, Jesus Christ. Anyway, yeah.
So, smashed his fingers, but I could just envision in my head, like, he's accidentally standing too close, and I knock him back, and he just falls down and smashes his head, and you're like, oh, I accidentally killed somebody because I was trying to go piss, and I was in a hurry.
I'm still trying to figure out how the fuck did you smash his hands?
He was, like, reaching for the door on the inside handle, and it's a walkthrough. Like, the door opens into the bathroom, right?
Yeah.
So, he was not quite behind the door, but he was reaching for the door to pull it open. And he had a cane, so he had to be, like, standing close. I guess he probably didn't have a good reach or grip there.
So more of like you jammed his fingers, not smashed his fingers.
Yeah. Okay. So he was reaching for the door, already had a hold of the door, and I pushed the door open from the outside. But yeah, elderly abuse over here.
Rude. I guess this is just going to be the Black Flag show because I don't know what to talk about.
You don't know what to talk about?
No, I got to. We could talk about last weekend and how fucking crazy it was.
I feel like I've missed out because I had to buy a minivan on the week that Randy was here.
Yeah.
And then I was going to be traveling, and then I ended up not traveling for last weekend. And it was just kind of last minute. I'm like, well, I'm not gonna invite myself. And put. I had a dinner the night before, and we didn't get home till like 11. And I'm like, well, I definitely wouldn't have wanted to get up at 6 a.m., or whenever you got started to get out there. If you were pooped at that point in time, I heard you during the episode, you're like, oh, I'm sorry, guys, I'm exhausted.
Yeah,
I would have been asleep by that point probably.
I left at 5:30 in the morning, 5:50, I think we actually got out the door. But, yeah, I was wiped out because that, I mean, it doesn't seem like that far of a drive, but it was like 5.5 hours one way. And that takes it out of you, just driving. And that's boring as shit.
Right. Well, yeah, since your co-pilot was sleeping the entire way.
Yeah, bastard. Like,
keep me awake, buddy.
I was glad he went, though. He had a really good time, but fucking dog.
Yeah, so I've been, when you said, let's record a podcast, I'm like, all right. And you're like, well, the person that was going to try and come, they weren't able to make it or never contacted you back. I'm like, well, let's still do one because I haven't done one in like a month.
Yeah.
And then
it's been a couple episodes. Come on.
And then now I'm like, boy, was this a mistake? Is it like, don't record a podcast? No. it's the universe telling me.
What was I going to say? I forgot what I was going to say.
Just
I,
like
I was told that time. My wife told me that I'm not allowed to say I forgot what I was going to say. Why? So
does she listen to this podcast?
Sometimes. She said,
start changing it to,
She said, y'all will just be randomly going, and then it's like your brain turns off. She's like, bring a piece of paper, or scratch something down, and just write it and so you remember. I'm like, that's by the time I would sit down and write it here, you'd be talking, I wouldn't hear anything you said. Then I would be like, what did you just say?
ADHD is a bitch.
Yeah.
What kind of truck is that?
What?
There was something. Oh, I get. So you've been dealing with this flooded ass Mochin.
Yeah. Well, it's a real fantastic project that they decided to work on. They're building a lake, and it's currently a little bit of the rainy season here. So I'll go out and look at it, try and get some parts. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to come back tomorrow. And they're like, well, it's supposed to rain tomorrow. So then it's all wet and it's severely muddy and it's very far from any accessible roads. So I'm like, well, I'm not risking getting stuck out there. So I'll see when it dries out, and then it goes like a week or two. But the story behind it, I got a call from another mechanic, and he goes, hey, do you have John Deere Service Advisor? I just need some codes read on a dozer. And I'm like,
you scared the shit out of me. Gross.
You're going to get kidnapped over here on the live stream. But anyways, I'm like, yeah, you know, I can read codes. What do you got? He's like, well, they drove a dozer into the creek and it flooded, and now we can't get it started, and it's got a bunch of fault codes. And I'm like, so this doesn't sound like just a read fault codes kind of thing. But I went over there, hooked up, and of course, I was very surprised it would even communicate with the ECU, but it did. And I had shorted fault codes for like all my sensor bank voltages. And, you know, they told me they turned the engine over and it turned 360 degrees. And I'm like, okay, well, they changed the oil and they said it drained water out for 2 minutes before it ever drained any oil. So, yeah, that's nice. I'm like, if this thing starts, I said it's going to be a miracle. But number two, if it starts, I don't know how long it's going to live. Because if it's full of water and it sat in the water for 2 weeks, they pulled it out. They changed the oil. And then it sat another 2 weeks before we ever got it started.
Jeez.
Anyways, got a new ECU. Starter and alternator were all corroded, so I picked up two of those. Or, you know, one of those. And put it on there. I barred the engine over it, and when they told me it barred 300 degrees or 360, when I barred it over, it'd go about 300 and it would stop. Like I had my 3/4 ratchet on there and it would not budge.
Fucking and rings.
Well, I think the rings or one of the valves were just rusted in place. And so I told the guy, I'm like, hey, you know, there's really the right way to do this and there's a wrong way to do this, but what do you want to do on here? He's like, well, I'm not trying to, you know, we just want to see if the engine's even salvageable. And I'm like, well, there's probably already a lot of damage done to this thing anyways. But I pulled off the intake, mixer housing, I don't know what you call that, where the EGR connects to it. And the
pipey thingy.
Yeah.
Just call it that.
The triangle gaskets and all that good stuff.
Pipey thingy.
And then I pulled off the EGR cross pipe and I vacuumed a ton of water out of the manifolds. And then took the turbo inlet off and vacuumed water out of there. And then I just sprayed like a whole can of penetrating oil in the exhaust manifold and in the intake. And we worked that thing back and forth and got it.
Do you have a 13? Wait, what motor is it?
It's a 9-liter.
That's a 9-liter. Do you have a 9-liter turn barring tool?
I got a big old bolt in the center of the crankshaft.
Those turning tools are garbage.
Yeah, and it's like recessed down where you couldn't even get a good ratchet on it. But
yeah, you got to take off like half of the panels to get to it, and then one full turn is like a 16th of a rotation.
Right. So I just did it off the front bolt, but when it started torquing, I stopped, and when it started backing off, I stopped. So, but we got it to run a full 360, and I hit it with the starter. I had put new batteries on it too. Hit the starter, and that thing spun over, and I, you know, did the unprofessional thing of cracking high pressure fuel lines. But I was like, this thing's already been toast. So let me see if we got fuel coming out of here, and we did. And there was a fuse that had blown from the corroded ECU, and I put a fuse in there and it started right up. I'm like, well, I put all the pipes and panels and stuff back on, and I said, you're probably going to have after treatment issues too. And they go, well, we'll deal with those later. I'm like, okay. So I started it and I ran it, and the operator had already gone home, but I put it under a load and it looked like just a freight train. It smoked out the whole place.
Oh, just put it in a regen and send it.
Well,
I've done it multiple times. Oil soaked after treatment. Yeah. You regen it?
No, you didn't.
No.
No, you didn't.
No one would ever know that. But, well, I ran it for like 5 or 10 minutes under a load, and it finally cleaned up. And I'm like, look, there's no fault codes in it today, so, you know, we're good. Call me if it gives you problems, because I'm sure it will with all these harnesses and everything full of water. And he calls me the next day, and he's got all kinds of more problems. So I think it needs a right-hand joystick. It was showing that I had 18 volts on a 5-volt signal circuit, and I unplugged everything and checked my pins, and I didn't have any voltage on it without the ECU connected. And then I plugged it back in and plugged the sensors back in, and all the codes went inactive. And I'm like, well,
sounds like an ECU. Yeah.
You probably need a few things here, so.
Damn. Fuck that. I wouldn't.
But it's running. It starts and runs. I just told them no warranty, no guarantees.
Brake lights.
Yeah. But they, well, and I made them pay their first invoice before I went out there the second time. But
at least they
apparently agree. The dude just the operator is also like it's kind of like on a ranch slash subdivision they're building, and he goes, yeah, the owner of this thing, he has side by sides for hunting, and he's got all this other stuff. He said if he can break something, he will figure out a way to break it. And he was the one running the dozer the day it went in the water. So he
drove, straight up drove it in the water.
Yep.
Like, is that he was,
well?
How the fuck do you do that?
So the lake they're building is fed by a creek, and the creek on the inlet was full of water, and the water level was up into where they were pushing dirt. And he, obviously, you can't see underwater, but he was pushing, and then he eventually got to a deep spot, and he couldn't get out. So. And he said he turned the machine off. It didn't stop by itself. And I'm like, well, I don't know if that's any reassurance that it's going to work or not. But when I got it fired up and running, I was like, look, this is almost one of the ones you just want to kind of run away from. But at the same time, if they just want to spend their money, keep doing this. Because I put them together a quote for like harnesses and, you know, going through and doing everything the right way. And they're like, well, before we spend all that, we just want to see if it'll run. And I'm like, well, I don't know if it'll run. But apparently they paid cash for the machine and they don't keep insurance on anything. So I was like, well, that's your problem, not mine.
Yeah, that's insane. That was a pretty long, boring story, too. Yeah. You see how many yawns I had? I'm just kidding.
Over here going to sleep. Yeah. Well,
I'm just kidding.
We can call it, we'll wrap it up.
Yeah.
Goodbye, everybody. That's the episode for this week.
Thanks, you got Travis, something. For all your input.
Yeah. So.
Hold on. What? Something
you good? Want me to go ahead?
I was gonna ask Buddha a question. How? Sorry, I got a side eye on that one. You don't have to talk. I'm just kidding. I was going to say, how's your new gig going?
It's all right when you shut up.
When I, fuck you. I ain't done shit. I'm just kidding.
Fighting like a married couple.
Yeah. We have a new guy that's training to be a truck driver. And like me and him were like.
He's probably real confused at your dynamic.
Huh? Yeah, we were like quote unquote like bickering in the truck going to lunch the other day. And I'm like, don't worry. We've known each other a long time. Oh, okay. You know,
yeah, he was real confused.
But it's funny. Yeah, Buddha left the dealership.
Fuck that place.
Don't have to deal with warranty claims anymore.
No, but I get to call him for that. Like, hey, this bitch is under warranty.
You fix it. Yeah. Buddha left the dealership. I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of myself.
What's it like being home every day at a decent time?
It's great.
I wouldn't know.
It's also really funny because I'm getting more hours than them right now.
Yeah. But yeah, which is weird because I didn't think you would, like, we're like in a busy but slow period right now. And I thought, you know, because it's been raining so much and shit, like, nah, shit ain't died down at all.
Yeah, every time you think you're going to get it, it never comes through.
Well, also, it's picking up because they're trying, they have to fix all the ruts. For like on the sites to for where they're working at.
Oh, like loader operators and shit. Yeah.
Driving through wet spots when they're not supposed to be working.
It's been very, very fucking interesting though. Like, cause now Buddha's working for us. He's got my old service truck and I am just lost.
And he keeps like, bitching. I'm he wants his, like, he wants his truck back and everything. Yeah.
Tell Tom to buy you that one I sent you the other day.
Yeah. I need a Peterbilt with tandem axle. And just kidding.
I told him he can have it back once the new one comes in.
Yeah. You get the new one, you give it to him.
Yeah. No, Buddha gets the new one.
He gets the old one, and I get the new one.
It's been very interesting. I don't know what to think about it, to be honest with you. I'm lost. You ever do that? Like, you've done something for so long and then you. Decide to change it up, quote unquote. Now I just like, I don't know what to do with myself.
Yeah.
He sits in a nice cushy chair in the AC.
Fucking air conditioner.
Ordering parts all day.
Parts.
Yeah. Trying to schedule them.
I don't know how I feel about it yet.
I'd say that I'd definitely in the last like 6 months, I've had to absorb a lot of those roles myself, because once you get to a certain point, like, I'm very confused at what you're doing here.
I was just taking a Snapchat.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and you've hired more employees, right?
Yes, I have.
Just an admin lady chick
thing? So she's helping me in the office. But I was going to say, like, even that, where you said when you take on or do something that you're not used to, you're just like, what am I supposed to be doing? I'm like, I don't know. I guess in a weird term, it's like, I don't know how to be a boss, but I mean, who really does, right? Unless you go to college for that stuff. But I'm just figuring out one day at a time. But most of those people seem to be terrible at their job anyways. So you're like,
I was going to say, it's working out great for this generation.
Yeah. You're like, some people who, specialize or, I don't know, go right into a role like that. I don't know about the dealerships you've worked at, but the ones that I did, they're like, oh, you know, we don't hire, or anybody who's like a management trainee has to start in the lower positions and move up. It's like, dude, they worked in a warehouse for 1 month and they knew they were going to be the parts department or, you know, the service manager or whatever. And it's like, I think that's kind of different than figuring out as you go, but.
Yeah, it's been very interesting learning because.
Tom tell you just figure it out?
No, I probably shouldn't go into it because he might listen to this
episode. But it's only been 4 weeks.
Yeah, it's been a month, but like I'm just, half of the days I'm lost because I'm like, do I sit here at the desk? Or do I go out in the shop and try to find something to do if I don't have nothing to do? What do I do? You know?
What do I do with my hands?
Yeah, pretty much. It's been like this a lot.
Yeah.
I told the boss the other day, I'm like, dude, my thumb is my thumb's starting to stink because my thumb's up my ass all the time, not being able to do nothing.
You got soft hands yet?
Kind of. I can't sand wood with my hands. Yeah. Have you ever seen that video?
The time I burnt my face, I'm sure I've told that one on this podcast, but they made me work in the office for like a month, and I was, you know, probably, I think I was 19, so I had no idea what I'm doing. I'm just like helping the ladies in the office sorting paperwork or filling out stories or copying stories and putting them on jobs. And towards the end of it, I'm like, dude, I feel like I lost all my calluses on my hand, and I'm going to go back out here and have to get new calluses.
Yeah. I've always taken good care of my hands, though, like when it comes to wrenching and shit. So I have calluses, but not crazy.
You don't break clean your hands when you're done with working?
No.
No, he uses that Palmolive.
Yeah.
What?
Palmolive. Oh.
I thought you said plum olive.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
I kind of burped when I was saying it, too.
Yeah.
You wear disposables?
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. We did get our new uniform, so I can stop wearing our old company's uniforms. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like, I'll share a story on the personal Instagram. Everybody's like, did you go back? Like, yeah.
No, you not see, read above it? It says not.
Not. Yeah, I was repping the old dealership uniforms because we canceled our uniforms.
Yeah.
Our new ones finally came in, but it was kind of awkward. You go into the old workplace and you have their shirt on.
You leave the logos on there and everything?
Yeah, because I can't.
Yeah.
It's embroidered.
It may be a possibility that, you know, this is a hypothetical. I've kept a uniform from every place I've ever worked. So, so it's in my closet hanging up. But one time I had to wear one and I cut the patch off of it.
Well, these weren't patched. They were fully embroidered. So, you ever try to undo embroidering sometimes? No. What a motherfucker.
Just put a little certified wrench sticker over it. Staple it to your shirt.
Yeah.
Or put a zip tie through it.
Yeah. I know you had something else to talk about. Do you remember?
We're going to talk about not talking about real shit. Because we don't do that on this podcast, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now I see it. I'm picking up what you're putting down. What the fuck does that guy want?
Hey, you're on the podcast.
You got to hold it up to the...
Oh, are you recording right now?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Holler at me later.
You're literally on the podcast, so...
shit. All right, holler at me later.
Feel special. See ya.
No. yeah, we can give. Well, do we want to give that guy more credit? Because he already got a shout out.
Yeah, well, we don't even have to.
But well, we'll just say his name, yeah. Rick Tardo. He got a shout out on Randy.
He probably won't even realize it because he never listened. I don't think so.
I'm sure he does. But
yeah, who knows? Anyways, we.
Well, hold on.
All that stuff was going down like on that same day. And it was kind of funny because I was talking to a guy in the area who does a lot of jobs for them. Mm-hmm. And he's like their number one. What would you call it?
That one app you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So he does like all the jobs for one of these utility companies in the area. And I almost don't even bid on anything on there because I'm usually so busy that I don't have time to try and add something for someone else. But I kind of see the point to both sides, but at the same time, I think that guy's kind of an idiot. And like, if you get, there's certain people on there where like, if you lose their respect, you're kind of just like, yeah, I think you're kind of an idiot. But
yeah, but I mean, I've seen that email more than once from that company. So I don't know how I feel about it.
I've never got it.
That's because you're maybe goody two shoes. You're straight edge.
Yeah.
What? You don't know what we're talking about.
I'm lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. You haven't seen none of it.
Mm-mm. But I don't even remember what brought it up. But my wife's like, are y'all in like some sort of beef right now? And I'm like, no, it's just internet drama.
We just decided to go back to high school.
Yeah.
Like that people, was just crazy because I was like sticking up for the dude.
Yeah. And then he's like, turns around and he's like,
yeah,
big spenders that you have on there all the time. And I don't even know what that was supposed to mean.
Yeah. Who's the big spenders? Yeah,
I don't spend any money. I'm broke.
I got into a Facebook beef with some dude on one of the service, Texas, his fucking service trucks page. And I'm like, I was trying to help the dude out, and he like completely turned around on me and fucking started.
And then everyone was like, you're an idiot. Yeah. Pretty much anybody else commenting on there.
Sounds like he just needs to take the dildo out of his ass.
Yeah.
His name's Ricardo, but we call him Rick Tardo. I insulted him.
Yeah. Feel insulted.
You bully.
Burn.
Yeah. Fucking retard, dude. Like, this is the type of guy, like, I've said it before on here. Like, you can give him $1 million and he would find something to complain about. Like, these bills aren't crisp enough.
Yeah.
You call this green?
Where am I supposed to spend all this money?
I'm going to email you.
Yeah.
What? Lost?
You did a little bit. I wasn't going to say it.
Oh, no. What was I going to say? I don't know either. Anyway, I was supposed to have a tool guy on this weekend.
Yeah, a tool. He didn't show up.
I kind of failed him on my part. A little bit, but at the same time, he kind of failed me on his part a little bit. But, so I've got a Snap-on guy lined up, and then technically two Mac guys lined up, which I'm excited to get
have the
Mac
guys on. Have them on at the same time?
I'm going to get the Mac guys on at the same time.
Oh. One's the Mac owner. And the Snap-on guy go at it.
Oh. Ooh. Ooh.
My tools are better than your tools.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
It'll be outnumbered, though. It'll be two Mac versus one Snap-on.
Yeah, but Chris doesn't. He's not mean.
I know. He's just funny.
I want to know how hard they rep the brand themselves. Like, are they completely sold out that their tools are the best tools? Or are they kind of like, this is a job that I have that I show up to every day? Because I feel like there are some dealers that are that way, and there are some dealers that are, you know, the other way. But I would be interested in knowing that.
I got,
because if it's your truck, it's your route, you want to be committed to that. But also, is it like, well, they're the ones that just offered me the right ability to get moved into a tool truck, so they're the ones that I push their brand.
Yeah, I don't know. I forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah, they're not a... I wouldn't say they're a hardcore, like...
I think once the Snap-on guy that I was gonna have on, if he ever breaks out on his own, I think he's a diehard, like, would do a good job if he owned a truck.
Yeah, no, he's a good dude. He wants to make money, but he also wants to help you at the same time.
Yeah.
But
he was the one that was going to charge you sales tax on your...
No, that was the other one.
I would have told him, I'm tax exempt, buddy.
Yeah. I told him, like, good luck, but I ain't paying that shit.
You go talk to...
Should we give him a backstory in case he missed the live? No.
Forget about it. If you missed the live, you missed the live. Turn on notifications on Certified Wrench Instagram.
It sucks
to suck. Yeah, there you go. Pay the
catch
Patreon.
The next one. Yeah. What's his name came in there and you're like, if you're still here, and then he's just probably wasn't.
Oh,
even
flat rate tag?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was pretty upset probably about that. He like hopped on and was like, fuck this.
This is boring. These idiots. You should have requested him to be there so he could expose his face. No. He needs to wear that. What did he say? He was gonna wear a clown costume or
those were the pictures I found and said they were him, clown. I don't know, man. What else we got to talk about?
Yeah, your kid currently is not old enough. We were talking about it earlier, walking and stuff. But, dude, my kids have zero self-awareness when they're walking.
Well, my 14-year-old is
and I'm like, I'm like walking. We took him to the zoo the other day, and I'm walking with him. And they're looking at something over here, walking in front of, like, a caravan of people. And I'm like, trying to stop them and keep them from getting ran over. But you ever meet a mechanic that's like that and they just have zero self-awareness?
Fuck
and they're
you.
Like,
I'm looking at
like
them
swinging
right now.
A hammer right
what
next
did you
to
do
his
last
glass
week?
Door.
What?
What'd you do last week? You almost ate shit.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Climbing on tracks or
no,
what?
Walking out of the office.
Walking out of the office. These boxes have been there for a month, maybe. And I don't know what it was, but I happened to forget they were there that one time. And, dude, like...
I've never seen his legs move so fast.
trying to keep up with my upper body.
Like the cartoon.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't go down, but he said my face was, like, you know, trying to catch myself. But that... I'd say the dipshit Steven. I'm just kidding.
What did he do this time?
Oh, Steven... Where do we even start? My boss always apologizes to us that we have to work with him. Just kidding. No, Steven's doing good, I guess. I don't know. He's going to get him a new service truck pretty soon. Yeah. He's all excited. He keeps asking me fucking questions about it. I'm like, dude, I don't know.
Same spec order or you don't know?
Same trucks, just 2024.
Well,
cabin chassis,
XLT, extended cabs, and
cabs.
We're getting the factory Alcoas.
Yeah,
and they're coming with Alcoas because it was. So if you buy them after or not aftermarket, but if you just go buy Alcoas brand new, they're fucking stupid expensive.
Right.
But if you get the Alcoa package when you have your trucks built, $600.
It's not bad.
So my boss is like, hell yeah.
And I need to go buy more metal polish.
Nice truck, though. But yeah, we gotta take them and
four-wheel drive.
Yep, heated seats too. These spoiled motherfuckers.
You're gonna use that all the time in Texas, right?
Little desk jockey over here.
Yeah, I got a heated steering wheel. Anyway, nice trucks, but we gotta have them swapped. You know, the beds put on them and all that shit. Giggity.
How did you feel driving out to a random person you've never met before in Louisiana?
Oh, Louisiana?
Do you feel like you're going on a date? You're like,
it was interesting because he's like, hey, I'm going to be over here at this ballpark. My son's playing baseball. I'm like, okay, whatever. So me and the kid went and got Whataburger.
Yeah.
Because that was the only place in town. And my stomach, mind you, was tore the fuck up. All the way out there. I was afraid to fart. So what did I do? Ran into Whataburger as soon as we got there. Hammered that. And then we ate. And then so I went over to this ballpark. And we're sitting there watching his son play ball. And I mean, it was fine. Because I've talked to him for months.
Yeah.
So I wasn't too worried about it. But when we actually... I said, hey, I need to run to Walgreens or whatever. Because I had a headache. I need to grab some Aleve and shit. So... He's like, all right, I'm going to send you this address. Meet me here. And so he gives me this address. It's like 15, 20 minute drive. And dude, middle of nowhere. I'm like, okay, this is kind of sketch.
Yeah.
And then show up to this house literally in the middle of nowhere. And they're all outside just hanging out in chairs, getting the crawfish ready. And I said, I thought you guys were going to murder me out here.
Come out for a ritual sacrifice.
Yeah, there you go. But I did. I highly appreciate Thomas. You know, we all hopped in the truck and went out to the sites and checked out the forestry equipment and shit. He showed me his brand spanking new cutter.
Dude, a lot of money.
Yeah, it was legit. I've never seen, you know,
forestry equipment.
We'll just go with that. Forestry. I was gonna say. Jesus Christ, I can't think of what the damn machine's called. Anyway, never seen any of it. So it was cool to get to see it in person and like all this forest shit. That's neat.
Looks like a lot of stuff to break.
Look at all this wood you guys cut.
Yeah. You know how to handle the wood, huh?
Yeah.
Keeping up with my baby mama.
You're going to get me sued.
Yeah, wood handling certified. You're the certified wood handler.
There you go. It was cool, man. And then we all just decided, you know, that Mickey's shop wasn't going to be good enough to record in because the wind was blowing hardcore. Yeah. We're like, oh, let's just meet back at your hotel room. So I get all set up. And dude, we didn't start recording till like 9 o'clock at night. And I'm like, fuck, I'm ready for bed. And then we went, yeah.
It looked like a lot of man meat in that small hotel room.
Somebody was smoking weed right outside, and the AC unit just sucked it right in. Yeah. We're like, "Oh shit, it smells good." It was a good time though, man. I had a lot of fun. Can't wait to go back. And then I told them next time we come back, can we at least do like video stuff? You know, let's go because they're big on TikTok. Why aren't we doing TikTok videos?
Let's make some content, amigo. Yeah.
So next time, I'll go a little bit more prepared next time. I won't forget my laptop or nothing. I forgot my laptop like a fucking idiot.
I'll just make sure I'm not going out of town so I can go with you.
We should all go. It'd be a good party.
When's the next one?
Shit, we're going to go next week. I'm just kidding.
Load up the saddlebags. Let's roll.
You got a sidecar?
Yeah. Joe in a sidecar.
My legs might have to go out the front, but
I was mashing on the way out. I took 20 all the way out to Shreveport, Louisiana.
Yeah.
Right before I hit Shreveport, there was a Texas state trooper.
Yep.
And I'm mashing and I'm coming up on his ass.
So if you just cross the line, then yeah.
Well, never mind. I was going to say something, the vehicle I was in, but never mind.
Anyway. On your motorcycle?
Yeah. Well, 38 minutes, we're calling it good. I'm just kidding. I thought you said you had all kinds of stuff to talk about.
I had stuff to talk about.
His mind's preoccupied with keeping something down.
Yeah. I don't know what the heck happened, man. I felt fine coming out here. I'm like stoked to do an episode. I miss you. I haven't been here for so long.
We could tell in the live chat.
Yeah. I'm going to blame it on that fajita chicken yesterday.
Just blame it on your wife. She's trying to poison you.
She's a bad cook. No. I don't have life insurance, so that's her problem after that. No. Nothing to gain.
What about you, Buddha face?
I ain't got nothing.
Yeah, of course you don't, bastard.
Mm-hmm.
Tried to get him come on the live like multiple times last night. Like, let's talk about this. Nope, I'm staying in the shadows.
I almost put hashtag I'm Batman.
Yeah.
But I wasn't even planning on doing an episode this weekend. I was going to take the weekend off.
So they got a little bit of something, even if it is just rambling for 37, 39 minutes.
I ain't got nothing to bitch about this weekend. Dude, I'm cussing like a fucking sailor right now.
But two beers and loosens you up.
Two.
That's all it takes, huh? You want to take advantage of Colton? No, I'm just kidding.
What the hell is I just going to talk about? Well, you know, I hate talking tools, but I'm actually pretty excited to get some tool guys on here.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't have to.
Do a whole episode of talking tools.
Yeah, like, why should we buy your tools?
Yeah, sell them to me.
Yeah. Sell me on this.
I will say that, and it's been stated before, I'll buy tools from the salesman that I like versus the product that I like. In some cases. If there's something I absolutely have to buy that's a brand and the salesman I don't really like, I'll buy it. But that's been kind of my motto at the dealerships. And then now having a shop and having tool guys come through, it's like, if I like you, I'll buy stuff off of you. But one thing I want to ask the tool man, and I put it in your questions for the tool man, is, and I try not to say it around my tool guy very often, but do they get offended when I buy stuff on Amazon for like half the price?
So
it's like, dude, I like sometimes I'll look at something. Hey, how much is this? And they tell me and I'm like, I'm just thinking in my head, I'm going straight to Amazon buying this. But
my buddy Chris, he's not.
If I really like you, I'll just buy it and pay the markup.
That's when you just look at it and you're like, will you price match?
Yeah.
This one's $9 versus your $200. My buddy Chris, he doesn't run a Mack truck no more, but he owns 9 of them. And the other day I posted a Instagram story on my personal Instagram, and it was me and him. I think he saw it.
Right.
Snap on tool truck. He's all, I'm never talking to you again. I said, if you come on my podcast, I won't even step foot on the Snap on truck no more. He didn't answer me.
I always like to play the little game with them where they're like, oh, yeah, I can get you that next week. You should play the little Snap-on guy's coming tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or do that and just like, just to hit that little nerve with the fuck with them.
I did that with a parts guy the other day. So Peterbilt, they set me up with a login to where I can check my part numbers like directly through their website and I can check their inventory. And I buy some parts from Peterbilt, but I'd asked Kenworth to do that for me like months ago. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? Where's my parts counter login? And they're like, we'll get it set up here this week. And I said, I did the same thing you did. I said, well, Rush set it up in one day. Rush Peterbilt, shout out. But I said, Peterbilt set them up in one day. And the next day they came out and set everything up. And I'm like, so that's all I got to do to get y'all to have a little bit of motivation is tell you that I might talk to the competition or, you know.
Man, I'm sorry, women that listen to this, but my balls itch.
Speaking of, no, I'm just kidding. This is a topic that I wasn't planning to talk about today, but do you use protection at public bathrooms as far as the seats go?
No.
Okay. My wife gave me the hardest time because she's like, you set your bare butt on a random public bathroom toilet. I'm like, if there's nothing on it, if it's not got piss all over the seat, I don't have a problem with it. She's like, you're going to contract diseases.
It's a mental thing. Yeah. You just can't think about it.
Yeah, I'm like, if it's a really dirty toilet, I'm not going to do that. But, you know, I don't have a problem if it's dry. I mean, what am I got to be looking out here for? But we're going on a road trip, and she's like, you got to buy this stuff, these seat covers and blah, 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 because I'm not setting my kid's butt on a random public. I'm like,
tell her to stay off the internet.
I said, well, her dad was like paranoid. Like, if he asked for silverware from a restaurant, he'd have them bring lemon and hot water, and he would dip the fork in the hot water and then put the lemon on the fork. And I'm like, dude, I'd eat it with my fingers if I wanted to.
I got a perfect story. First time.
I guess that's probably why I got sick eating chicken.
That's why he got sick at the house. Perfect story. This motherfucker, so back when I lived over in Fort Worth, like, hey, let's go get some Indian food. He'd never had Indian food. We go to this place. I'm like, oh, you got to try, I think it was like butter chicken or something.
Yeah, we got the buttered chicken with the...
And food comes out, and he goes, oh, that's fucking nasty. And he pulls this long ass black hair out of his food. And then he just kind of throws it on the floor and just starts eating. That's fucking nasty. I mean,
it's not in your food anymore at that point. Yeah. So
I would have done the same shit though.
Well, do you, have you carried silverware on your vehicle?
Only with to eat my, but I've used, you know, the broken, you know, you break the, this piece off of safety glasses. What's that called? The
earpiece. I don't know.
Arm glasses.
Yeah, they
use
the arm.
Use the old safety glasses for a spoon.
This is this happened to me. I had packed a lunch and I forgot silverware, and I was going to do the same thing. You know, just use a pocket knife or something. I'm like, look, I got to stop somewhere anyway, so I stopped at a Dollar General and I bought a little silverware pack, and I bought it was like $5 for forks, knives, and spoons. And it sat in the back of my truck for like 2 years, but I just used one fork, and I when I was done, I'd clean it, set it on my little holder, and then every time I need it, Mara's like, do I need to pack silverware for you? I'm like, no, I've got it in my truck. She's like, you don't ever clean that? I'm like, I wash it when I'm done with it, but...
That's like my coffee cup.
Yeah.
I hardly wash that.
Save that flavor.
Yeah, there you go. Save the flavor.
If you really need to wash it, a little break clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You good?
Break clean. Yeah, no, I've got this little thing. It's like a mini crock pot.
Yeah.
That some bitch, if you plug, you got to really time it because it'll burn your food.
Yeah.
It 20 minutes maybe.
Cigarette lighter or what?
Well, you can use a 110 or a cigarette lighter. But I got off of Scamazon.
Yeah.
And it's
pretty sweet.
Yeah, I heat up soup or whatever in it. It's great, but it came with little silverwares.
Yeah.
I keep that bitch on the truck just in case.
Yeah. Except for your chunky cans in here.
Yeah.
You seen the guys that have like a microwave in their service truck?
Hell yeah.
And then you they
did.
I
did.
I took it out.
They complain about not having enough room, and it's like, you got a microwave in there.
I had a little mini. Are you going to do it again?
No.
Oh.
It wasn't no mini?
It's the microwave that's in the house. That was on the service truck. That it still has the duct tape.
Then you put a different one in there.
No, I never put one back. That microwave came out when I got out of that truck.
And somebody else put another one in.
Because I still have the platform right there for it. Anyway, I had plenty of room, you know, but that was a West Texas thing.
Right.
Because you're, you know, 3 hours away from civilization out there and need to eat. And I don't like eating cold chow, so.
No. I need to ask Buddha a question.
Uh-oh.
How many times... did you have your truck worked on? Because I felt like I used to see...
Which one? Yeah,
the one you were in last, I guess. Because I felt like I'd see it all the time at the dealership when I was stopping to pick up parts. And I'm like, I don't know if that's the same one, but it looks like the exact same one.
The 370 got worked on a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. And then it finally took a shit when the... engine harness ground broke off of the terminal of the starter, and I zip tied it back on just so I can go back to the yard with it. But that truck, it was close to 300K on it and had blow by like no tomorrow.
That was a good truck. Mind you, that was my truck first. Buddha got it. And then he come work here and he got my truck again. Yeah,
just getting hand-me-downs.
Yeah, hand-me-downs.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that truck was always in there, and then even the 270 that I switched into, literally not even a day after swapping my tools in, it had to go into the shop because the front axle was about to come out from underneath it.
So I'm guessing they don't let y'all work on your they didn't let you work on your
truck. You can to a point, but
even back when I first started there, they wouldn't even let us change our own oil.
Yeah.
And then it got to the point, like, I lost the power steering pump on that 370. And it was like, I'm changing this or else.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, my.
Did you change it on a job site or
I changed it in the shop, luckily. Yeah. But I couldn't even steer the damn truck.
I lost two fan clutches on my original 370.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they got to the point where they started letting us work on them, especially because, you know, I took the truck to get the oil changed. And it's partially my fault, but they didn't lock the dipstick tube, you know, the
Right.
Whatever.
Twist lock.
My fault. Should have checked it before I left, but I just took it on a Saturday.
Your pre-trip.
My pre-trip. Pre-post-pre-trip. But I drove it back to the house and that that dipstick pushed out and it just blew oil all down the side of the truck. They paid for the wash though, so that's cool. But yeah, I don't know. I miss having a big truck though.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's so nice not having a big truck.
I keep seeing the Komatsu trucks go up and down, the blue and white ones. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I like the way they look. But
does the initials on that be KS? Yeah, you might as well just give it away. Right. But yeah, those I liked having the auto crane truck.
Yeah.
It was a nice truck. When I worked at, you know, the Komatsu dealer for a whole 6 weeks before my boss stole me. I guess that's it.
Goodbye. Good night. Have a great day. Hopefully your day is better than ours.
It's been
Colton found all kinds of surprises in his roof today.
If you guys make sure your food's cooked all the way.
Life lessons weekend. Yeah, here.
Kicked in the nuts.
Yeah. If you buy a house, make sure the inspector actually inspects it.
Yeah. Have you seen that guy on TikTok that inspects all the new builds?
Mm-hmm. I love those videos. Yeah.
Well, like the first thing your wife said something about, oh, he's going to give me a hard time because we didn't buy that new build.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's what first came to my head is that guy who goes through and like does the meticulous inspection and notates like every little thing that's wrong. And all these people are mad and upset at him. And it's like, dude, if I bought a new house, I'd want it perfect. Yeah. Like,
the guy that was just here, the contractor, he made a very good point, and I didn't think about it until he said something. But our agreement with the old homeowner before we bought this house was, you know, the roof was damaged, the shingles.
Right.
So our agreement was, you put a roof on it, we'll buy the house.
Right.
So, of course, me not thinking, he goes and pays the cheapest motherfucker to do it.
Right.
So now we're running into all these problems. And now I'm like, well, do we just bite the bullet and just have a new roof put on after 5 years? And that way we know it's done right.
My brother just had to go through that. But they pretty much just paid out of their deductible and then had the new roof put on and then they sold the house. But, you know, some people would rather pay somebody cheap just to get it done. And then
I think
that's probably what happened.
Because now my chimney's leaking, which that's partially on my end too, because some of the trims rotted anyway, but the roof is leaking. It's not just my chimney.
Being a homeowner, all the fun stuff.
Yeah, it's great. It's fucking wonderful.
It's awesome.
Don't do it.
Yeah. Buddha's just keeping quiet over here.
I'm going to buy a cabin in the woods.
Because I don't want to jinx myself in my fucking house.
Cabin in the woods in Louisiana? Yeah.
No. If there's one place I wouldn't want to live besides Texas, it would definitely be Louisiana.
You wouldn't want to live?
I wouldn't want to. Like, if there's like a checklist of places I would never move to, it'd be like California, Louisiana.
I wouldn't say no to California because there's really good spots, but expensive. But that where I was at in Louisiana, it was fucking, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
I would live there. And it was only like
70. It's not like the swamp people.
No, it's not that bad. But
they, so this is something that jacks me up, and they probably feel the same way, or other demographics feel the same way about us. But all of their accents sound the same to me, so I could not tell who was who talking when they were talking. I'm like, I don't know who's talking right now, but you know,
well, it was just I could just tell just
who you were there.
The low. Yeah. Well, not even that, just. Who had the lower
obviously pitch we voice. Knew when, what's his name was talking.
Oh, Kelly.
Kelly. Why do I want to say Kenny?
Kenny.
Kenny, Kelly, same thing.
And then you could tell when Thomas is talking because his voice isn't as deep as the other two.
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. Shall we?
We'll wrap it up. We'll try and be more interesting on the next one.
Next one's going to be pretty fun, I think. Yeah. I think the wives have something lined up, but I think I might try to do two podcasts next week.
Surprise, you got a lame podcast this week.
Y'all bitched enough, so we did it.
Yeah, you bitched enough. I would need a podcast episode every weekend. Well, fuck you. Just kidding. I'm not going to finish out with that. I love you guys. Should we finish out with that?
Where's your motto? Your
You know what?
Yeah.
Whatever room you guys walk into, it's not that great of a room this weekend, so.
Because you're in it.
Yeah, it's not that good of a room.
It might have been a good room, but yeah. Now that you came into it, it's debatable.
Have you not heard that motto, Buddha? You're looking like you don't know what I'm talking about.
He's confused.
Listen, guys, whatever room you walk into is a great room because you're in it.
Goodbye.
Dr. Phil looking ass.